is The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yep, baby, yep. So we went from fantasy football yesterday to Baywatch. Now, I didn't see a whole lot of Baywatch, but I know it was a bit of a phenomenon. Were you into the Pamela Anderson thing back then?
A little, but yeah. Not a lot.
So we're going to be joined by Alexandra Paul, who is one of the stars of the show. And they got a documentary coming out. It's
Four
called
parts.
After Baywatch, Moment in the Sun. And what it talks about is the effect of a show that these guys did a TV show, and it just exploded. Yeah. And became this phenomenon that I got to imagine on some level, for as cool as it was a bit difficult to deal with. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Yeah, the fame and the people following you and everything you do becomes a television, like a TMZ moment kind of thing. But yeah, so she's going to join us coming up in just a little bit. It premieres on the 28th, only on Hulu. So that's tomorrow. It's going to start. But yeah, Alexandra Paul, who, by the way, I know that CJ got the attention. Obviously, Pamela Anderson. I was pretty into Alexandra Paul. I thought she was beautiful. I think she is beautiful. I'm not saying was, but
I think she looked personally.
Yeah,
real.
She played Lieutenant Stephanie Holden Kelly.
I recognize her face,
yeah,
for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't watch the Baywatch,
I'm excited
do recognize all the faces.
About asking her some stuff from earlier in her career.
She was on Melrose. She was on Melrose Place. You watched Melrose. She was on that show. Yeah. So
Wait, was she a character or just like in there a couple times?
You can ask her.
Huh?
So 4-part docuseries dives into the untold stories behind the iconic 90s television show that left an indelible mark on pop culture. So she's going to be joining us here in just a couple of seconds.
Baywatch more of a like the men watched it because of the girls,
sure,
or because I
sure
didn't,
some,
I never.
Some women
watched.
Liked it too.
Well,
I don't know, Laura. I don't know. It's not a show that I watched. I know a lot of people did, and this is one of those things where, you know, a lot of you will go, "Yeah, man, I know exactly who she is and what she's talking about."
And let's be honest. The show started with a woman with pretty good sized breasts running across the beach.
But Hoff was the star.
By far,
David.
But I'm saying it is
Hasselhoff was the star.
The women on it were.
It became a bit of a, yeah, that's basically what it was known for. That's fair to say.
Yeah.
You know? And so what's that like, you know, to be on a show that is only that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So Alexandra Paul is going to be joining us here. So, yeah, there was a period of time when the 90s, I wasn't really watching TV very much, you know, because those were my coke years. I was lost in a haze of cocaine.
Wow.
That's the best.
I hung out with Doc McGee, the manager of a Motley Crue, and it was a coke haze. Everything was a hazy shade of winter, so to speak, if I may sort of coin a phrase.
I'm trying to look for the Melrose Place.
Nobody's ever used that before.
They watched Melrose Place.
No, there was never a cocaine year. There was never even a Sudafed year, okay, for me.
Christine looks like something you would have watched, Roadkill.
That's what I want to ask her about.
Oh.
Yeah.
Christine the Car movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stephen King. Yes.
Stephen King.
Yeah, and who was the guy played Arnie?
Oh.
The driver of the car, the guy who actually owned it. That was a good movie.
It's a great movie.
It was, you know what, as far as Stephen King movies go, that was good.
Okay, we're good. So, hold on, we're moving slow here. Arnie should be Keith Gordon. Oh, he doesn't know.
Yeah, he played the kid in Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield.
And then John Stockwell was Dennis. He was the buddy, the cool buddy.
Yeah. She was in 8 episodes of Melrose Place, but I can't.
She also hosted an extreme sports series called Wild Waters on Outdoor Life Network for 4 years and hosted other shows too. So, yeah, she's been doing a lot.
She's been arrested a lot.
For her activism?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Okay, I didn't know that.
No, but I was just going to leave that out. She's been arrested.
Well, that's all I want to know.
Yeah. She did 14, she did 11 Lifetime movies.
Oh, boy.
Greg has seen 12 of them.
She also played a lesbian 4 times. I don't know why that's in the write-up,
well,
but
it's
in the write-up.
Because her sister, twin sister, I think, is a lesbian.
Mm. Oh, awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Let's go. Let's see if she's there. We are ready for Alexandra. Hold on 1 second. I'm doing this, putting this over here. Hello?
Hello, Greg. It's Alexandra Paul.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so So happy. So happy. Good morning. How
where,
are you?
Where are you? Because I'm from Connecticut.
Well, we are up the coast. We are in New Hampshire, right over the border of Massachusetts, not too far from Maine. So we're in Manchester, New Hampshire, and we're going through New Hampshire, Maine, and Vermont, and down to Boston. So we cover a pretty big area. How are you?
I'm from Connecticut, Cornwall.
Nice. Nice. So we were just sitting here. We were going through your career, talking about all the things that you've done. And I want to start right off. We were talking about the new the documentary docuseries After Baywatch, Moment in the Sun, coming up, starts tomorrow on Hulu. And I'm going to start here because this show became, I don't know if it was an overnight sensation, but it hit pretty quickly. And all of a sudden it went from 0 to 60 from the outside looking in. Is that how it felt for you?
Well, actually, so the original series Baywatch was on for 12 seasons. Mm-hmm. And the first season, it was on NBC. It was canceled right away after the first season.
Really?
And the producers decided to buy it back for, I think, $1 or something. Because mm-hmm. everyone thought it was just, you know, a dud.
Yeah.
And they recreated it as a syndicated show that went all around the world, and it was sort of emblematic of the 90s of where we started to, you know, the NAFTA international trade started happening at full pace, and
yeah.
that's kind of what happened with Baywatch. But it didn't really hit until the end of my first season, which was the third season of Baywatch.
It took a year.
Okay.
When did you realize, oh my God, this is huge?
Well, you know, when you're in it, you don't see it. It's like you're being in the eye of the tornado. You don't really feel it around you. Well, it was on the cover of Entertainment Weekly that it said 1 billion people every week watch the show. And that's when everybody realized, oh, this is really a successful show, and it's a new kind of show.
Right.
It's not a show that just plays in the United States and then 2 years later you'll see it in India.
Right.
No, it's playing. We were the first American television series in China, in mainland China. So I think when I went to England for some PR and I got off the plane and there were lots of screaming people in the airport, it was kind of my mini Beatles moment.
See, but in my interest in this whole telling the backstory, I always have interest in that kind of thing because lives change. You know, it changes your life, how you're seen everywhere, and the fact that you are seen everywhere after having what I assume is a relatively normal life. Actors and actresses on television shows, especially, you know, they go to work, they come back from work, and sometimes they can keep a sense of normalcy. But did that just disappear for you? How did it affect your personal life, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Well, this was the 90s, so there were only there was People, there was Us Weekly, there was maybe one rag, you know, the National Enquirer, mm-hmm. and there was no internet.
Yeah.
And so things were not as crazy. Like if it had hit now, it would be different.
Sure.
I found it, I didn't change my life. I had a boyfriend I would go home to every evening, and I had my cats and I worked out. And the only thing was that it, you know, when you went to malls or airports, people would look at you and kind of whisper, like, oh, there she is.
Yeah.
And that was a little uncomfortable.
Right.
So, I don't know if I got the perks. It didn't change. I had been an actress already for 10 years and
right.
starred in films with Kevin Costner and Tom Hanks and stuff. So I was aware of attention.
Mm-hmm.
But being on the most watched show on the world did bring another kind of spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't change my life.
Good.
In terms of, like, anything. And plus the pay, by the way, on Baywatch was really low. Like, I'd never been paid less.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Wow.
It wasn't like we were a syndicated show. Our budget was like half the budget of other shows on television at the time. And what made it work was that we were outside, so we could use a lot of natural light, and we shot really quickly. We shot 22 episodes in 5 months, and I had a friend on Melrose Place at the time, and she would shoot 22 episodes in twice the time.
Wow.
So, you know, we shot quickly, efficiently, and had little tricks. Like when it got gray out in the in California, they just put the background actors in brighter bathing suits and more parasols. And,
wow, that's hilarious.
There was just ways to low budget ways. When you have a, you know, a restricted budget, you have to be really creative, and the producers
were
creative.
As the show got bigger, and obviously you don't need the big budget, you guys weren't able to get, and especially with the average, like, you guys could sell everything. Everything had Baywatch on it. So you weren't getting extra money for that, the endorsing and, you know, obviously the posters and everything else?
You know, I think for somebody like Pamela Anderson, who came on the show at the same time as I,
yeah,
she made probably a lot of money with side, you know, projects and everything. I did not. And I had... I had a very liberal contract because I had been acting for a long time, so I could go and do other projects while I was filming, which is why my character left for a couple seasons for a few weeks, because I was going to have to do a film. But I no, and then we had merchandising, but it didn't bring a ton of money. So no, I definitely, just because you're famous doesn't mean you're rich.
Exactly.
And I think that actually is even more true now with influencers.
Yeah.
They are not necessary. My understanding is from my outside looking in, I don't really quite understand the influencer concept because I'm 61 now.
Right.
So, but yeah. So, but let me tell you, that show, Baywatch, it was my favorite job, and I have acted in over 100 television movies and films.
Yeah.
And that was my favorite job.
That's awesome.
And I went into it not really wanting to do it, because I was like, a television series?
Yeah.
Is that going to ruin my movie career? Because back then, television actors didn't move very easily through from TV to movies.
Speaking of movies,
but I was so glad I did it.
Roadkill is chomping at the bit to ask you about this movie.
This is my favorite time of the year as we head into fall. Christine is a staple at my house. Was the movie fun to make? Because it's very entertaining to watch.
It was my very first movie, and 41 years ago, it was super fun to make. I fell in love with one of the actors, and he became a very important part of my life for 3 years. So that was also, you know, made it even better. Yeah. And it was a great experience working with John Carpenter. That, by the way, is a Stephen King horror film directed by John Carpenter. Mm-hmm. And just was a great experience. I didn't watch scary movies. I wasn't that familiar with Stephen King when I was 19. So I had to read the book and then became a Stephen King fan because he's such a great writer. Yeah.
Well, as a longtime Stephen King fan, his movies sometimes, they're tough to judge because I'm such a fan. But Christine stands the test of time.
Absolutely.
That's a great Stephen King movie. So nice job. Nice job on that.
You know what? Thank you. Thank you, Roadkill, because actually... So that was my first movie. I get more residuals from that movie than any other movie.
Fantastic.
And it's my, so it does stand the test. And also, I love horror fans. They're amazing people because they have such passion.
They do.
And a lot of them, they're just amazing people. Yeah. So I like to go to the shows.
I love you.
That's funny. Yeah. That's good. Good for you. Well, great to get a chance to talk to you. And I know we got to keep you on a schedule here, but the docuseries After Baywatch, Moment the Sun, premieres tomorrow on Hulu. Alexandra, thanks for the time this morning. We really appreciate it.
You say hi to New England. I'm from Connecticut originally. I miss you all.
All the best to you. Thanks very much. She's gone.
And she's gone.
Yeah. Notice she didn't tell her that you don't think Connecticut.
You didn't like Connecticut.
Part of New England.
She kept saying,
"Look, I don't want to. I'm not. I don't dislike it. I just never think of it. It never occurs to me. It's my mistake. I admit that. But isn't that weird that they had dolls, they had everything, and she didn't make squat?
Well,
because all the money went to Hasselhoff and Pamela Anderson.
I think it's the time that we probably saw some very sketchy deals that are going on.
Yeah. I forgot all about the whole syndication thing. I forgot.
Oh, it was everywhere.
Yeah, it was literally everywhere.
She's done a lot of protests, Roadkill was saying, and a lot of animal rights stuff.
Yep. Yeah.
Her brother served 51 months in prison. For he arsoned a slaughterhouse.
Guess you're not supposed to do that.
Oh, no.
Not supposed to do that. You know, but okay.
No, that was great.
She was in Dragnet with Tom Hanks. And I was looking. She said with Costner. And I'm looking to see what...
Bike. It's a bike movie.
Oh. Breaking Away? Was she in Breaking Away?
Was Costner in Breaking Away?
I know. He was in a... I know the movie. I can't think of it here.
I'm looking.
I'm in the wrong thing here.
That's what she said. Oh, no, that's what he said.
Oh.
Thank you, Kelly. Always great to have you save me when I need saving.
Do you need me to look it up?
It's not Breaking Away. I know it's a, I know he did a biking movie. I can't remember.
We're moving slow.
Okay. Well, anyway. So there you go. I never really watched the show, but I knew how big it was. We had the Hoff on a couple of times. Not when he was eating the hamburger on
American
the
Flyers.
Floor. That's what it was. American Flyers. I think it was American Flyers. Kelly.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good.
So job. Anyway, if you're a Babe Watch fan, you can go check it out. So, all right, we have to jump because it's meeting day and the bigwigs are in town. So we got to go get gussied up. I'm just kidding. We're not getting gussied up. But,
what you see is what you get.
Hope you enjoy the rest of the day, everybody, and we will see you tomorrow at 5:30 in the morning.